Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Is we're going to end up doing so well. We're way ahead in the polls against Biden. Biden has destroyed our country. Look, Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. Worse than Jimmy Carter by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden. He's destroyed our country between the borders and everything else. He has destroyed our country. Not only that, wars are breaking out all over the world. We'll end up with this foolish person. This person that doesn't act. We're going to end up in a World War III. So we have to get rid of Biden.
Yeah, we're going to end up in World War III, President Trump says, in Harlem, surrounded by people chanting, "We love Trump." Let's go to Joe Biden at Wawa.
All right, I'm just going to order a milkshake.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I thought you did it right there.
I think they want to do it over here.
That's just a lot of mumbling and milkshakes, which is ice cream, which is what he's, you know, if you're going to do something, just go all in and do it right. Is there a comparison that is relevant to the campaign season we're in based on the very produced stop at this Wawa from Joe Biden ordering milkshakes once again, comparative to Donald Trump going all over New York City? Well, we figured we asked somebody who knows a little bit about New York City, Joe DeVito, back on the show with us. He's a writer and a comedian and a regular panelist on Fox News' Gutfeld. You can check him out at joedevito.com. Welcome back to the show, Joe. It's good to have you here.
Hi, Annie. Always good to hear from you guys.
Thank you so much. I wonder, when you watch the video of Donald Trump in Harlem, does that look manufactured to you at all? You know a little bit about television production and everything. Does it look real or does it look produced?
That's as real as it gets. And when it showed him, the good contrast between the bodega and the Wawa, for people outside the New York area, if you don't know what a bodega is, in New York City, it's like a deli, but there are cats sleeping on the bread.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, wait a second. I could look out my window. We might have some of those in St. Louis. Just call them something different.
Yeah, that's the baked goods are like the Tempur-Pedic of the feline world. So that's how you know you're in a bodega. They also have a lot of, you go to good when there's a lot of Goya products with dust on them.
Goya.
That no one has purchased in a long time. So, yeah, I look at this that Trump is just so funny off the cuff. And there's Joe Biden. Now he's getting lost indoors. Hey, it was one thing when he was wandering around outside the building, but now he's actually in a contained environment. He's turning into the Where's Waldo of presidents, where you just
we gotta get him a hat
to follow. Oh, I just wanted to help. Now we just have to follow a trail of dribbled dairy products.
Did you see the video? You were able to watch the video at the Wawa? I assume there was a video that was released that was like before Joe Biden got into the Wawa, and the guys up there is like, this is how this is gonna go. And then they start saying, he's going to come up here, he's going to order this, and he's going to take care of the tip. I'm like, of course he's going to take care of the tip. I don't think that it's unrealistic for stuff like that to happen. That happens a lot, especially in political campaigns. But there has to be a real difference between those crowds of people in Harlem around Donald Trump. There has to be something motivating their support for this guy, because you could show up to see the spectacle that is Donald Trump. It doesn't break out into the national anthem, "Four More Years and We Love Trump," without it being at least a little genuine.
Of course. Well, it shows you that is an organic response. And yeah, you're right. A politician or a president goes anywhere in public. There's a certain amount of orchestration that goes on. But when we're talking about Joe Biden, it's a little bit different. I mean, yeah, of course, they're going to take care of the tip. For him, leaving a tip means, you know, his fingers fall off because he had leprosy back in the pyramid days.
So, in the cannibal days?
Yeah. I'm sitting at Fox working on the Gutfeld show, and we look up at the monitor, and it just says on the chyron, "Biden says his uncle was eaten by cannibals."
You're like, Gutfeld's right in the chyrons. How did this even happen?
What made us laugh the hardest was whoever in the production department, they threw that one little exclamation point at the end of it, as if that weren't enough of a headline. I mean, this is
with emphasis.
This is where I tried to make this distinction when Trump was running against Hillary, was that Hillary was a liar and Trump was a BSer. And there really is a difference. It's not just trying to split hairs in that Trump exaggerates. He blows things up. He promotes. He's got that P.T. Barnum aspect to him. But with Biden, the things that he lays claim to, like, I really would hate to be trying to manage him, where he goes off like the idea that he would say, my uncle fell out of a plane and was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea.
Hard to spin.
I can't even imagine, like, Karine Jean-Pierre. I like to think that maybe she naturally has straight hair and just the job has done that to her from the trauma inside her brain needing to get expressed.
We're speaking with Joe DeVito. Of course, you know him as a regular panelist on Fox News Gutfeld. He's a writer and comedian as well. He is coming to the streets of St. Charles June 27th through 29th, and tickets are on sale right now at St. Louis Funny Bone, stlouisfunnybone.com. So go get your tickets. I wanted to ask you about this. I just hear, like, the Lee Zeldins of the world kind of wink, wink, only need 30% of New York City in order to turn New York red. Is that crazy talk? Is there any possibility that happens?
It's a tough one to pull off because, you know, it's one of the things living in New York that I've always been able to treat myself to the ability to vote my conscience, because I know that my vote is probably not going to tip an election. So I don't have to sweat that out, unfortunately. It would be wonderful if it happened. I would love to be surprised in that way. But this is why I feel like New York State and California, they need to be split, because the urban centers are so completely different from the other parts of the state. And in New York, we saw that, especially with Zeldin. When you went upstate, of course people were in favor of that, because, and this is a theory I have, I think it's people who don't drive have a problem understanding cause and effect. Because when you drive, you have to buy car insurance.
Yeah.
And when you get car insurance, if you're a bad driver, you pay more. And if you're a good driver, they cut your brake. So you can see the difference between, if I act like a moron and cause a lot of trouble, it's going to cost me. But if you live in a city where all these services are provided for you, you don't see that connection like that. I think we should do, like I said, the same with California. Northern California, they don't want to be like L.A. They don't even want to be like San Francisco, because they've seen what happens when you put these dopes from government in charge. It's always a train wreck.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mm, yeah, that's very accurate. I live across the river from St. Louis in Illinois, and we have the Chicago effect on a very, very red state. Governors win the governor seat by winning maybe one county, maybe two or three tops. Mm. Going to Chicago right now, there's been a lot of upheaval with the reaction to the Blue City. Mayor Brandon Johnson there, his policies towards welcoming migrants in, taking taxpayer dollars away from the communities that need them, and funneling them over to migrants that they've invited to come to their sanctuary city. This does make people angry, and people do react to anger differently. We've got protesters all over the country right now protesting different things, but certainly the leftist policies, but from the left. What do you make of the 2024 political climate and protesting taking place in the United States today?
It's one of those things I'll call shocking, but not surprising, because this is what happens when you indulge people. Again, the removal of consequences from bad behavior, just as we punish people now for good behavior. If you're a person who paid your bills and saved, they're really sticking it to you now. And if you're a person who likes to live as if there's no consequences for your actions, you can get away with it. I do like to see that they're going in and arresting these people who cause civil disturbances, because that is not the same as the protesting that's protected under the First Amendment. And the people who are complaining now, I don't remember seeing that. You know, they're the same people that refer to a person shaving his beard in the women's locker room by the wrong pronoun, they go berserk. They want to throw you in jail. But if you're someone chanting death to the United States, death to Israel, you're supposed to just say, well, you know, kids these days. It's crazy, you know, and I hate to say it, it's going to require drastic measures because we let things get this far. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be a real bummer.
What do you think about people who are shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge and, you know, completely disrupting the natural order of things, obviously, to get attention to an issue? What's your recommendation for how to handle those folks?
Well, legally, I can't tell you what I wish people would do, but I'll give you a hint. You'd have to hit a car wash after. You know, this is to give you the example of in California, blocking someone from getting somewhere, that is legally a form of kidnapping if you prevent someone from going about their business. You can't just say, oh, well, We're expressing ourselves. You know, it's like this saying that someone's right to throw a punch ends at someone else's nose.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that you can behave like that, it really goes to show, as much as they try to demonize the right, we're the good guys because we've allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
Because we're decent people. We want people to express themselves. We believe in the freedoms of the Constitution and the First Amendment. You can't even wear a red hat near any sort of leftist gathering without getting violently attacked.
Triggering.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate that this is kind of the price you pay for upholding what it takes to live in a free society, but people can only be pushed too far, and I will legally excuse myself from pushing that any further.
That's a good piece of self-advice there. JoeDeVito.com is the website. A reminder, he's joining us at the Streets of St. Charles. You can get your tickets right now. June 27th through 29th is the event. StLewisFunnyBone.com. Let's pack the house for Joe DeVito and welcome to St. Louis. We do a YouTube poll every day. This one has nothing to do with politics, and I don't know that we prepped you for this, so I just need your immediate visceral reaction. Today's is orange juice, pulp or no pulp?
Oh, and there's no some pulp to come in.
I think some pulp is pulp.
True. I just want to make sure there wasn't the choice of some pulp trying to Robert Kennedy its way into the election here.
No, we think it's pretty much a two situation race here on the orange juice question. Are you a some pulp guy? So you're a pulp guy?
You know, it's one of those things where It's almost like when you order, when you get food on an airplane and there's grill marks on the meat and you think, yeah, there's not a grill on here. So it's one of those things to fool you into thinking that, yeah, unless you're flying Spirit, yeah. Then they probably did just have it out on the wing somehow. But, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to go with no pulp because I know that they made the orange juice and then they went and you can't back pulp it. Right? That's not the real pulp that was in there. But I don't drink orange juice because I'm trying to watch my sugar. Although, mm-hmm. if I knew we were this close to World War III, I probably wouldn't have watched my carbs all these years.
Yeah, you make a good point. I like how you have taken a very innocuous question about pulp or no pulp in orange juice and managed to find a conspiracy theory about the pulp in this that is perfectly placed. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm not going to let big pulp tell me what to vote on.
Big pulp. All right.
Those pulpocrats.
Joe, thank you for being with us. We look forward to seeing you here in the summer, June 27th to 29th, at the streets of St. Charles. Good to talk to you again.
Right on. I'll see you guys soon.
Sounds good. Take care. Joe DeVito, writer, comedian, regular panelist on Fox News' Gutfeld. You can go to stlewisfunnybone.com, get your tickets. This is a great night out with friends, with your significant other, with the girls or the guys, whatever it is. Go enjoy a comedy show. You're listening, you're like, Annie, that's not something I normally do. Go. You will enjoy it. You will be surprised at how refreshing it is to go invest in a really, it's like a small, intimate room. You are hearing from somebody who you've watched on television, has made you laugh on television before, and you're just going to sit in a room and laugh for a couple hours. It's great for the soul. Go to joedevito.com to learn more.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.